Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Some of my regular listeners may recognize the name Howard Marks. He's the 67-year-old billionaire who co-founded investment management firm Oak Tree Capital, which manages about $84 billion in assets, mostly in alternative investments such as high-yield bonds and overseas restructuring companies and so on. And he's delivered a whopping 23% average annual rate of return over the past 25 years. Do you know how much wealth compounding at 23% will give you? Marx regularly puts out memos outlining his views and philosophies on a broad range of topics related to the investing business, and I follow him religiously. One of his recent memos addresses the role of luck in investment success. He starts his memo with a quip from Jack Dorsey, the founder of microblogging platform Twitter, who recently tweeted that, quote, "Success is never accidental. No accidents, just planning. No luck, only strategy. No randomness, just perfect logic." This quip went against Mark's grain. He himself believes luck, circumstance, and randomness play a huge role in success, and this tweet prompted him to address the issue of luck in the investing game in his most recent memo. Mark says that a great many things contribute to success, some of our own doing, while others are beyond our control. There's no doubt that hard work, planning, and persistence are essential for repeated success, but even the hardest workers and best decision makers among us will fail to succeed consistently without some luck. Mark says that the components of luck range from accidents of birth and genetics to chance meetings and fortuitous choices, and even to random unforeseen events that cause decisions to turn out right. Luck, according to Marx and others, takes on many forms, such as demographic luck and the ovarian lottery, which is about being born at the right place to the right parents at the right time. Even Warren Buffett says, "I've had it so good in this world, you know. The odds were 50-1 against me being born in the United States in 1930. I won the lottery the day I emerged from the womb by being in the United States instead of some other country where my chances would have been way different." Buffett is insightful enough to realize and secure enough to admit that he isn't solely responsible for his success. What if he'd been born in Bangladesh instead, or born a woman in 1930, or missed out on studying under Ben Graham at Columbia? You know, he first applied to Harvard, I believe it was, and he was not accepted, so he went to Columbia instead, there studying under Ben Graham, and then the rest is history. So luck played a role in making him who he is. Similarly, Marx believes there is luck in investing, and this is important. He writes, "Performance is what happens when events collide with an existing portfolio. We arrange our portfolios in expectation of what we think will happen in the future and get desired results if future events conform to our expectations, and less desired results if they don't." He says, even if investors' skillful analysis and reasonable assumptions are right, in some abstract sense, it still takes a great deal of luck for their version of future events to materialize. He then quotes Elroy Dimson of the London Business School, who said, "Risk means more things can happen than will happen. The future isn't a predetermined scenario that's sure to unfold, but rather a range of possibilities, any one of which may happen. And even the most rigorously derived view of the future is far from sure to be right. Many other things can happen instead." So even when we assemble our portfolios diligently, unpredictable future events determine whether our performance will be rewarded or punished. People whose expectations are borne out generally make money, and those who aren't lose. Sometimes, even though an investor's projections are wrong, the investor may be bailed out by an unforeseeable positive development, such as something that's non-fundamentally based, but the market goes through a period of price appreciation. Marx says such an investor is right for the wrong reason, or just plain lucky. Alternatively, a prudent, skillful investor may formulate a reasonable view of the future, only to see the world go off the rails and his investments fail. Such an investor might be described as wrong, but for the wrong reason. He's just plain unlucky. Sometimes an investor may take an appropriately cautious stance and sell shares, let's say tech stocks in 1997 or residential mortgage-backed securities in 2005, only to see an irrationally overpriced market become more so. Such an investor is a victim of the old adage that being too far ahead of your time is indistinguishable from being wrong. Further, an investor may take a concentrated position in a laughably underpriced stock using a huge amount of borrowed money, but before the expected appreciation can take place, a market crash might bring on a margin call and wipe him out. In a situation John Maynard Keynes describes as the market staying irrational longer than you can remain solvent. Those are some wise words. So, Marx opines, the correctness of a decision can't be judged from the outcome because randomness and unpredictability can make bad decisions lead to good results, and a lot of good decisions end in failure. So, for an investor to be both right and make money, his view of what will happen in the future and what should be done about it has to be number one, analytically correct, number two, things he thinks will happen have to actually happen, and then lastly, those things have to happen on the schedule he expected. So luck, randomness, or the occurrence of things beyond our control and our knowledge play a huge part in outcomes. And investment success isn't just about putting together the right portfolio, but also about having a significant degree of luck. No one gets it right every time. That's why even the best investors diversify, hedge, or limit their use of leverage. But a skillful investor is right more often over a long period of time than an assumption of randomness would permit. So while luck matters, there still is no substitute for analysis, skill, and hard work for investing success. That's the part I want you to do. But don't get overly discouraged if things still don't go your way, because that's simply the nature of the beast.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.